And for months, the Bush administration has been trying to reduce the number of prisoners it's holding at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. So far, roughly 420 have been released. Another 80 or so are cleared for release, but neither their home countries nor a third country is willing to take them. Now, there's another wrinkle. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on detainees who do not want to go back home.
The case of Ahmed Balbacha illustrates one of the many challenges the Bush administration faces as it tries to thin the ranks of detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The 38-year-old Balbacha was born and raised in Algeria, but he fled from there in 1999 at the height of the civil war between government forces and the armed Islamic group. Clive Stafford Smith, one of Balbacha's lawyers, says his client felt he was being persecuted by all sides when he left Algeria.
He had been in the military in Algeria, and when he was told he had to come back into the military, he was going to be persecuted by the government if he didn't do it, and he was going to be potentially killed by the Islamic extremists if he did.
Balbacha went to Britain to seek asylum. He was provisionally allowed to stay in the UK, but his request for asylum was turned down in 2003. Balbacha couldn't show up for his hearing. He was in Guantanamo. He has been held without charge at Guantanamo for more than 5 years. But in February, the Pentagon determined that Balbacha no longer posed a threat and no longer had intelligence value and cleared him for release. His lawyer, Stafford Smith, says the problem is the U.S. wants to send Balbacha back to Algeria, where he could face persecution, even torture.
The paradox of all this is that he didn't want to be in Algeria in the first place, and now they're going to send him back to a place where he desperately doesn't want to go, worse even than being in Guantanamo.
U.S. lower courts have refused to intervene in Balbacha's case, although his lawyers have asked the Supreme Court to block the transfer. Chief Justice John Roberts is giving the administration until Wednesday to make its case for transferring Balbacha back to Algeria. The U.S. State Department, in its annual human rights report, says Algerian security forces frequently torture detainees. The department, which takes the lead in negotiating the release of Guantanamo prisoners, declined to comment on any specific case. But in an interview with NPR's Talk of the Nation, John Bellinger, the legal advisor to the Secretary of State, said if it's more likely than not that a detainee will be tortured in his country, the U.S. has a legal obligation to find another place.
In cases where we think that there is a risk that individuals returned may be mistreated, then we will try to get assurances from the country that they will be treated properly. If there are countries that have got a bad human rights record, we spend a very long time, years, negotiating assurances. And there are some countries that we will just not accept assurances from at all.
While the U.S. Supreme Court considers Balbacha's case, his lawyers are also pressing the British government to allow him to take up residency again in the U.K. So far, the British government has declined. Its embassy in Washington did not reply to requests for comment by NPR. There is another option that Balbacha could face, being moved to a country where he has no history and no roots. That's what happened to another Algerian detainee named Dr. Abu Mohammed, who also did not want to be sent back home for fear of persecution. His attorneys asked the administration to send him to France, where he has family, says one of his lawyers, Anne Castle.
Then, without any warning at all, we received a phone call in November of 2006, and we were told that Dr. Mohammed had been released from Guantanamo and was then en route to Tirana, Albania.
Castle says Mohammed now lives in a single room without any central heating at a refugee camp in Albania. It's not Guantanamo, it's not Algeria, but it's not home. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.